Please join me in this reading. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end.
Give me understanding that I may keep your laws and observe it with my whole heart.
Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it.
Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to gain.
Turn my eyes from looking at vanities and give me life in your ways.
Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for those who fear you.
Turn away the reproach which I dread, for your ordinances are good.
Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life.
Pray with me the prayer for illumination, as found in your bulletin. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit,
that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen.
The first scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 13, verses 10 through 12. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. The second lesson is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Here ends the readings.
Today, in both the Matthew passage and Jesus' teaching, as well as Paul in the letter to the Romans, speaks to us an antidote for what often overcomes us. We are called, each of us, as the body of Christ, to be a positive word in the community, in our lives, that in a sense is a reflection of Christ's body in the community. Sometimes, however, there's great negativity. And instead of being a good word and good reflection of the body of Christ, we sometimes can be just bad advertising. Amen? So Jesus today is talking to us, and rather than focus on the negatives, we're wanting to focus on the positives of both Paul's letter to the Romans and Jesus' teaching, which teaches us, in fact, how that we can be a good ad instead of a mal ad. Malads, the name for that, most of you will know on your computer when something pops up and says, would you like to make your computer run faster? You got that? Absolutely free. Just click here. Or it says, is your computer at risk? Click here for a free security scan. More than likely, you've just stepped into what's called a mal ad, which is going to do for you exactly opposite of what it's promising. These mal ads often are, you know, at best a nuisance that makes your computer run slower and requires some time to be able to cleanse it. But some of these mal ads and the viruses that they infuse can go in our files searching for passwords, sensitive financial information, and can in fact be quite disastrous. They call one of these strains a Trojan virus that comes through the mal ads. Now, you get the word Trojan, some of you will remember the great epic poem by Virgil, the Aeneid, that talks about the army of Greece and their 10-year siege of the city of Troy. And briefly, most of you will remember, is that after a 10-year period, the Greeks built this huge wooden horse. They rolled this horse right to the gates of Troy as like a tribute of surrender. And then the Greeks got in their ships and began to sail south. Oh, the Trojan people were overwhelmed. They were so happy. In fact, they thought at the end of this 10-year war, they'd throw a great party. And in fact, they let their guard down. They even went outside the city gates and drew this huge Trojan horse within their gates. And then in the middle of the night, when most people were asleep or partied out, 30 of the greatest Greek warriors were in fact inside that horse. And they came out, opened the gates, and the ships had really not gone very far south. The Greek army had turned around, and they successfully sacked Troy. Well, that's, in a sense, in our modern day, we have then the malad that kind of comes to end into not the ancient Greek, but the modern geek, that seeks to destroy our own information and computer. It is a malad. Today, what Jesus is doing, and also in the teachings of Paul, is that both Jesus and Paul is trying to give us some advice, to give us some suggestions about our behavior so that we can create a firewall against the spiritual viruses that attempt to invade our lives and to give us some practices that strengthen us and make us even stronger. And that was one of the great difficulties we see in Matthew 18 and Romans. In Matthew, shortly before this, there was a man on the Sabbath with a crippled hand. And Jesus healed this cripple. And then the Pharisees criticized Jesus because he had supposedly healed on the Sabbath. And in their opinion, this was not lawful. Welcome to the world's first HMO. Can I get an amen? Instead, Jesus said to these Pharisees, "You supposedly are the pillars of the church. You supposedly are the interpreters of the law." And he said, basically, you know the letter of the law, but you don't know the one who wrote it. Because in the one who wrote it, the greatest call for us is to act in a way that the prophets had called us to behave, and that is to be a people of compassion, to be a people of mercy, to be a people of sacrifice, to be a people of justice. And so in our teachings today, several things we are gifted from both Christ and Paul. First of all, small actions create a huge impact in the long run. Jesus' message and Paul's message over and over, and especially Jesus, he reminds us of the parable of the mustard seed. How such a small seed, but how it is just incredible, the way it spreads and grows. He talked about having faith, just the size of a mustard seed, that can transform lives and change our worlds. In fact, what Jesus keeps saying, small actions of faith create a huge impact in the long run. I tell you the story of Bea Salazar. Amazing. We just lost her, I think, just last year. But in 1990, Bea went through a back surgery that was the result of an accident. And unfortunately, the surgery failed. She was only in her 50s. She was a teacher in grammar school living in South Central LA. In fact, Bea was so committed to her teaching that she not only taught in that community, she lived in that community. And here, in but her mid-50s, she was on a walker. And it was summer. And she goes, "I was feeling so sorry for myself. And then I looked out, and there was a 9-year-old little neighbor boy, a little boy from the neighborhood, 9 years old, who was dumpster diving, pulling out an old pizza box in which he was getting some leftover crust that had been thrown away. She looked at the young boy, he was within yelling distance, and she called to him, and at first the boy thought he was in trouble. And she called again, and he came to the front porch. And she said, "Would you like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?" He said, "Absolutely." She fed him the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and in an hour and a half later, there were 6 more little boys at the door. And one little boy said, "We heard that you were giving away peanut butter and jelly sandwiches." What she found out, this was in summer. Many of their parents either worked or were absent. and they were left to fend for themselves. So she began serving peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Within just several months, they had over 100 children a day. Got their local church to help them in this outreach. Then when school started, then they went and began to have healthy after-school snacks and mentoring for them. Well over 100 students all through the next 9 years. At the time of this writing, the program had been in place for 9 years. She was still disabled, but she was no longer feeling sorry for herself. Can I get an amen? And she was glad to report that 5 of those 9-year-old children from that first year was entering their freshman year of college. You hear what I'm saying? Small actions create a huge impact in the long run. Secondly, choose authenticity. That's what Paul is telling us. Choose authenticity, which is genuineness, integrity, and transparency. That's the message that we need to hear. You know, around us, there are buzzwords in the churches today. And these are the buzzwords that we hear for a reason. People who are searching for spiritual growth and sacred space don't just want a Sunday-only church or just to go through the motions. There are many different practices, hobbies that are calling for our attention. People are looking for an authentic experience of the Spirit of Christ that exists in each one of us. Oh yes, we are imperfect, amen. We are in process, amen. We are in grace, thanks to God. But still, we have been breathed upon the very Spirit of Christ, given to Peter, and in an unbroken chain of hands, is here in this place, in you and in me. People are thirsting for it. How about you? And third today, exhaust your strengths in service so that your weakness has an opportunity to grow. You know, that's one of the most difficult things and teachings within the gospel and in the letters of Paul. Wouldn't you agree? We're always called to operate from our weakness. Paul says, you operate from your weakness, and therefore what happens is you allow the Spirit of Christ to be your partner in what you're trying to achieve. And often when you operate in your strength, guess what you think? You think you're doing it all on your own. Can I get an amen? But it's often when we are doing that very thing that you and I have said, I wouldn't be caught dead doing that. How many times? You know what I'm saying? I'd rather eat my foot than to do that, right? And gracefully in the Spirit of Christ, in your life, how many times has that been an experience of open mouth and insert foot? And it's precisely there, that's the strength in this, in your weakness, that you especially experience the presence of the living God. It's especially when you feel short of the task. It's especially when you feel the task is too large. It is then most precisely that we open our hearts and our minds to that Spirit of Christ and then see the incredible miracles that can occur. So I conclude today by saying when you get that little malware come up on your computer that says it's going to help you make your computer faster, right? And it's going to do the best security scan you've ever had. For God's sakes, don't click. Amen? But for us, we want folks clicking. We want folks to experience the Spirit of Christ in our body. And for us to do that, the best antivirus or firewall for a Christian is 1, small actions can create a huge impact. 2, choose authenticity. And 3, exhaust your strengths in service so that your weakness has an opportunity to grow. Thus ends the message of the day. God bless you all. As we come to the table together, and as we do so, I ask that the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, to keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of our Master Christ the Lord. And may the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you all. And the people said, God bless you all. Go in peace.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First United Methodist Church in Turlock, California. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, share-alike license. For more information about our church, visit www.fumcturlock.org or call the church at 209-668-3000. Visitors are always welcome. And now, may the peace of the Lord dwell in your hearts this day, and may God bless you.